That's my smooth music to welcome my guest into the studio. Would you like that, Phil?
Very smooth.
Very smooth. Joined in the studio by Phil, who is from a Brentwood, Billericay Street Pastors, which takes me a very difficult... It's difficult. It's noisy, Phil. That's what you're known as.
It is.
I don't know you as anything else.
Good.
Have you got a surname? You're not allowed to say it.
Might do.
All right, well, don't tell us.
I'm not going to.
Fine.
Because everybody knows me as Noisy Phil.
Noisy Phil. Why are you called Noisy Phil, by the way?
Because I'm a little bit quiet.
Yeah. You've got a very good tone to your voice as well, haven't you?
Thank you.
Very... Well, they call that... It's called something... Tenation? Is it tenation?
Oh,
or is it?
Oh, I don't know.
Is that the way you speak? I can't remember.
Oh.
Yeah,
no
very
idea.
Nice. You've got that very, very deep...
Oh.
But like Barry White voice, you know, you could do voiceovers.
There are subtle differences between me and Barry White.
Well, he's no longer with us, actually. Jess really
Jess.
Had to join in the background with it. Who's Barry White?
Who is
he? He's very, very famous. I can't believe it.
Jess,
today.
Please.
I'm sorry.
I've been like listening to you on the radio the last couple of days, Jess, but now you've upset me.
he was one of the best sort of soul singers ever. Really, wasn't he? And if I've got a track, I'll play it for you. He's got a very sexy voice. We'll play one of his songs actually after this, just to show Jess. Now we're joined by Noisy Phil, who is a street pastor. We've mentioned you actually over the last sort of two. We always mention you actually in the good work that you do. But if people don't realise what you guys do, you give up your time for free. You're out on a Friday and a Saturday night, not necessarily to enjoy yourself, but tell everybody what you get up to.
That's right. Well, Brentwood and Billericay both have their own street pastor groups, so yeah. I know that you keep mentioning street pastors, and that's really good, but we do have them in Brentwood and in Billericay, and both projects are very, very similar.
Yeah.
So we're run by a national organisation, and we're literally just trying to go out and help people on Friday and Saturday, go out in their high street, whether it be Brentwood or Billericay, and might just need somebody to help them.
Yeah.
So none of us go out with a plan to get ourselves into trouble or lost or ill.
Yep.
But sometimes it happens. And all we want to do is just say to people in those moments, how can we help you?
Yep.
Is it the fact that you're unwell? Is it the fact you're lost? Is it the fact you just want to talk? We have actually found in Billericay that quite a lot of people just like to have a good conversation with somebody, even if it's really late at night, and maybe they're lonely or they're just a bit depressed or whatever. So it's a whole range of different reasons why we're out there. We don't judge anybody.
Yep.
We're just literally, our only agenda is, if we can help you, we will.
And do you think that, because obviously when you're out on Friday, Saturday night, people have been drinking, because that's the, do you think people actually talk more once they've had, you must have the patience of a saint, because obviously when people have a lot to drink, they do sometimes ramble on a little bit, but sometimes you get the truth coming out more, people let their guard down.
Sometimes people are really open and honest in those times when they've had a few drinks, and we treat any conversations like that, obviously with confidentiality, but also it does mean that the conversation is probably a deeper conversation than maybe what we'd have normally with a stranger.
Yeah.
And some of the things that we've been told, and people's inner concerns and their secrets and things like that. So we just try and just to sort of, we don't offer any counselling or we try not to even offer too much advice.
Yeah.
But if people ask for it, then we are prepared to use our skills, because we are a slightly older generation.
Yep.
So, I mean, I'm one of the youngest street pastors that we've got.
Yep.
I'm not quite sure the ages in Brentwood. We've done a bit in life, I've worked, I've raised my family, so you pick up some life skills. So if we can help people, that's what we try and do.
And when you're talking, do you actually talk about religion? Do you actually go into the religion, or is it something you steer away
from?
Not
really. We don't. And the whole ethos of street pastors is the fact it's not overtly evangelical. It's not overtly like street preaching or anything like that. That's not what we do. The only time we would really talk to anybody about matters of faith is if they'd asked us first.
Yeah.
Or maybe you've got yourself in a situation where other people are talking about things concerning faith or religion or Christianity, whatever you want to call it, and then we are allowed to enter into a pre-existing conversation. That's fine. But we try, because we're non-judgmental, because we're not out there to bash people with our Bibles, we try and avoid because sometimes those conversations take over as well, you know, people's preconceptions, and the conversation then just gets a little bit too difficult. So we're not into that really at all.
What is, I mean, Jess, I don't know, we were talking about religion the other day.
Yeah.
We were having a little chat about religion, and I wanted to ask, ask both of you, what does faith mean to you, Phil, first of all? What is it, what do you get from having that relationship with God, or whether it's Jesus, because I'm not sure.
It's all wrapped up in the same thing. For me, it was getting myself to the point in life thinking, what is this all about? You know, why are we here? Why do we have good things, bad things, wars, births, everything? You know, what is it all about? What is there another meaning to our existence, and those sorts of deep questions? And I was asking myself those questions as a 16-year-old boy.
Yep.
Which is your
question of the day.
Question of the day, which I haven't put into five words yet, but I'm going to try while I'm here. So at that age, I was thinking, well, what is this all about? You know, and is there more to life than maybe what I was experiencing at that point? Does that make sense?
Yep.
So it was a matter for me just to explore simple questions, not maybe some of the more difficult ones that we now are faced with on the news every day and things like that. Some of the simple ones, you know, how did we come to be in existence? Mm-hmm. You know, how did the world start? And there are people with so many different opinions, and you just have to get yourself, if you ask those questions, to a point where you say, well, I haven't got all the answers, but actually that seems to fit more with what I think.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to think in myself. That's what I'm going to believe. And I got myself to the point where I didn't believe the world just happened. I believed it was created. I believed that Jesus came and he died for us. So there were the types of things that I, in my mind, got myself to a point with, that's what I'm going to believe. So that's the route I'm going to follow.
And does it make you more of a peaceful person inside? You don't have so much turmoil within yourself if you have a religion? Or do you think it doesn't really make too much difference? Or do you think you've got like an inner peace that you wouldn't have if you didn't have religion in your life?
I think there is some merit to that. I think you can have a... I find in life that the people that really... I worry about the people that have got no purpose or they've got no value.
Yeah.
I think in myself it did have a little bit of value for myself. So for my inner well-being, it was good. Peace comes and goes, you know, depending on where you are in life, what you're, you know, whether it's work, family, you know, international crisis, whatever is the thing then that disables your own peace. You maybe still have that inner peace, but yeah, you don't then glide around in life and, you know, everything in the world is rosy, because life is life, and there are a lot of things going on that you might want to have a view of or enter into a conversation with somebody with, or just sort out for yourself. So there is an inner peace, but it's not a silly, naive, head in the clouds type of peace.
And Jess, asking you, as being 15, have you got any kind of religious inklings, or is it something you're not really not really thought about, or it's not really something that your family, you know, it's different if you're brought up in a Catholic faith or you go to church, but if you haven't, is it something you really think about? And we were talking about, obviously, creation the other day when we were talking about aliens and planets, and we were saying that it's very unlikely that you would have the planet Earth 3 away from the sun, and then you've got life on this planet and all the other planets line up, and it does look like sometimes it's just there for human beings to be born. So it's very, even if you look at it from a scientific point of view, the chance of that happening of millions millions to
that's
one.
That's right.
So what do you think about religion? Is it something you could you see yourself or not, Jess? It's a difficult question to ask. So
when I was younger, I'd say that I believed in religion a lot more, but I think that was because I had more of an open mind against things.
Yeah.
So and none of my family's really religious. We're not religious, but we're just kind of nothing.
Yeah.
But at 15 now, I'd say what I think faith is something that makes you feel comfortable and believe in that. If that's what gives you a peace of mind, then that's what you should believe in.
Mm.
Whether that's a consolation that there's something after this or... Yeah, that's kind of why I come into it. But that's, I think, what makes you feel comfortable.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Now we're going to come back after a quick bit of travel. As you know, my travel is legendary. And we'll be talking about, you've got a fundraiser with Fun Pink Day as well coming up. at the Pottery Barn.
Oh, yes, I could tell you a little bit about that on their behalf.
You looked, you did look a little bit strange when I was just seeing your tweet, and I thought
Me dressing up in pink wasn't wasn't a plan that I had, but if you...
Well, maybe now.
Oh, no. Now,
I think you'd go with your eyes.
Oh, no.
All right, coming up, we'll be talking to Phil a little bit more about Noisy Phil, who is a street pastor for Billericay. Been set up, he'd be fine. I'll be back after this bit of travel. That wasn't meant to happen. That was now. Jess was saying earlier, "Who was Barry White? Who's Barry White?" That was, but you just heard him go, "Oh," and then I rudely cut him off. I wasn't meant to be playing that song. I'm totally sorry. Well, I was going to play it afterwards. You see, is that all right? Will you wait, Jess?
I can wait.
Lovely. Yeah. Right. Okay. We're still joined in the studio.
Nice to see
it's all professionally done here at Phoenix.
I've heard that song before, though.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's not too bad. We're joined by Noisy Phil, who's here from the Street Pastors at Billericay Street Pastors. Get it round the right way. He's here talking about being a pastor and what he actually gets up to on a Friday and a Saturday night, as well as the team. I always think you do Brentwood as well, but I always do mention Brentwood and Billericay because it's on a Friday, Saturday night when you get people coming out the pubs and are a bit drunk, and also the girls are wearing high heels and you provide flip-flops make sure people get home safely, and you do that. You don't get paid for it, you give up your time, and I think it's fantastic. It must help the police a lot as well.
Yeah, we've got a good relationship with the police. I mean, it's very important that we keep that going as well. We've invest a lot of time in talking to all the different pubs and restaurants, and just to make sure people know that we are not there to cause a problem. We've got no other pre-existing agenda other than to help what is already going on. So, yeah, it's important that we help them, and, yeah, we've got a good relationship with them.
Quick question. Do you think, I would say you're a young man, but being slightly older than people who go out on a Friday, Saturday night, would you say in the last 10 years more people are drinking to excess than before, or do you think it's always been the same, or do you think there's definitely a change in the way that people are behaving and the amount of alcohol they're having?
I think there is a definite change. I think the main change, and whether there's more or less or those sorts of things, I wouldn't really want to say, but the thing that I've noticed that's changed is a lot of pre-drinking before the younger people go out into the high street. So there does seem to be sitting at home with your mates, having a few drinks before you go out, and then go and enjoy yourself after that. That didn't happen when I was growing up. You know, you used to go out and start from wherever you landed.
Yeah.
So that is a slight change. Whether there's more or less, alcohol, I think, has always been a problem to some people, and how you deal with it and what you do with it in your own life, you know, can cause you problems or not. It could cause ill health. Yeah. Let's hope not, but it could do. So I'm not sure. I wouldn't want to make a broad statement on whether things are better or worse than they have. I think they have changed. I think there is still some issues sometimes when drink is at fault in a situation happens. There is a problem with the alcohol that may have caused it or may have, you know, inflamed it a bit more, because some of us don't quite think sensibly when we've had a few too many beers.
Do you know what I'm thinking, actually? This is what I think when I go to bed, okay? And I'm reading my Daily Mail, which is full of lovely stories and people's comments, which are horrible, about famous people. I think, personally, we're coming towards like an end of days. I'm not particularly religious, but I think the way that people are these days, everybody seems to have an opinion about everybody else. Everybody has a nasty opinion about other people, which they can put on Twitter without any getting any feedback. Or they can put it on the Daily Mail and say somebody's fat, somebody's ugly, they're horrible. And we just seem to be... people seem to have no tolerance anymore, not as much as we did. And that we can say horrible things about people, and we're drinking to excess, and people are sleeping with more people. They're posting... It's become very self-obsessed with selfies and stuff. I think it's leaning to like a... I don't know. It just seems that we're going into this phase of we're becoming sort of more creatures and human. I don't know if that makes sense. It's just... It doesn't feel as if we're... I know there are people that are very caring and loving, but it just seems like we're kind of losing that somewhere, or it's being taken over.
I think sometimes we can lose sight of some of the good things that are going on in life. You mentioned earlier about, you know, our fundraising.
Yeah.
Well, we sort of got into that a little bit by default. We sort of saw that there was a need in our high street for a defib.
Yeah.
And we just put it out there. Look, everybody, just to let you know, if you're of the thought that there is a defib, there isn't one here.
Yeah.
And that was our sole purpose, just to educate. There isn't one. So don't rush around trying to find it, because there isn't one.
Yeah.
And that then led to a real raise in public spirit.
Yeah.
Now, I actually think that that public's good nature and the spirit was already there.
Yeah.
But it just took something for people to focus in their good feeling and their good nature on doing something that was going to help. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
So I do think sometimes we see the negative side in things. We do, you know, get put down by, like you say, negative comments on, and they are very easy to come over.
Yep.
A lot of my friends, you know, oh, I don't want to go on Facebook, I don't want to go on Twitter because this happens and that happens. Well, yes, it does. Let's be silly. You know, some people do put nasty things on. But for me, I just try and ride over those things and just look for... But again, not trying to be too silly and ignore bad things and just think everything is happy, but to try and focus on the things that are going to bring some sort of encouragement or something good to happen. So, for instance, there were people within Billericay that said, what can we do to help to raise money for the DFib?
Yeah.
And I went, oh, wow. I said, well, we're not actually fundraising. You know, what do you fancy doing?
Yeah.
So, like the One Stop Shop, they gathered a few local retailers up at the high street. They did their own fundraising.
Yeah.
Hazel's Pottery Barns down in, they did their own. We had a donation from the Bursley Golf Club. And suddenly you're thinking, there is really good spirit already out there.
Yeah.
It's just that sometimes we all need to focus our mind on what is it that we want to support? What do we want to get involved in?
Yeah.
So I don't live my life looking or worrying too much about the problems and the negative things. I do try and look for the positive side in things. Not, you know, like I say, not that I'm not aware that there is problems, but, you know, I like to be positive.
We'll be talking positivity about Pink in a little while. We're going to get back in. We're talking about Pottery Barn, where I think Phil's promised to dress up in some sort of pink outfit. I'm not too sure. We're just going to have some ads.
Right, you're not funny.
We're 6'4" in pink. I think it'd be lovely.
You're
what
not
about
funny.
You, Jess? What do you think, Jess?
I think that'd be entertaining.
I think it, there we go. A young person out there.
I was starting to like Jess, but I can go off people.
Right, we'll be back after the ads. Oh, you look pretty in pink. Right, we're joined in the studio by a very grumpy, noisy Phil, who is from Billericay Street Pastors. He's here, been talking about all the work, good work they do in Billericay and the other little pastors. I don't think they've been in yet, but they have to get them to come in.
I think Pete Jordan has been in. He was overseeing the Brentwood one. They've now got a couple of new guys that are trying to oversee the Brentwood one, Jonathan and Jimmy, who I met the other night. Really good fellas. I'm sure they'd be more than willing to come in and chat to you, see what they're doing in Brentwood.
Definitely. It'd be lovely to meet them.
Yeah.
Right, now on the 24th, where are we? 24th of October, that's tomorrow, at 10 a.m. till 3 p.m, help us fundraise with a pink day.
Yes, I don't know why you're getting me involved in this.
Because you've tweeted it and I thought you wanted to talk about it.
I retweeted it on behalf of Hazel's Pottery Barns, who were very supportive of us on our DFib. They do lots of fundraising for different causes, and they were very, very helpful for the DFib.
It's time to give back, Phil. It's time to give back.
Anyway, I'm not dressing up.
Now, they're doing tea coffee cakes, pink cakes and biscuits for a donation, pottery painting in pink or any other colour. They're giving a donation for everyone who paints pottery on pink Friday, plus reduced price session fees when you book in advance. So you can basically go to the Pottery Barn and, you know, nice and relaxing. You can sit down, you can paint, they do like plates and all sorts of things, don't they? So you can sit there and do
your
little bit of painting.
It's really, really good what they're doing.
Have you made any?
I haven't made one, no, but I've been in there a couple of times. I sat in there last time with quite a few ladies that were making different things. And one of the ladies at work made this mug, and she didn't think she'd done it very well. But after she left it there and then they fired it and glazed it and all the rest of it, she's really proud of it. So it's an amazing thing that they're doing down there.
Do they do a thing where you can spin the wheel?
I don't know if they do that. Maybe that was a different day than when I was there. It seemed to be that there was quite a lot of pre-existing pottery already made, and then you get in to paint it and design it and do that sort of thing. But maybe on other days you actually do have getting your hands dirty, making ridiculous shapes with all sorts of things. I don't know. Maybe that's more my day than a pink day.
What do you think, Jess? Would you like to do that, but do some pottery painting?
I would. I think I'd find that really fun.
I think you're a creative. It's tomorrow, but you're here, so you can't go.
Why don't you dress up in pink, Jess?
I would happily do.
Yeah.
I like pink.
Yeah, good.
Well, you should get down there at 10 o'clock, take your phone, do an interview, and then come back to the studio.
Yeah.
What a good idea.
Well, she could do, but she's 15. It's like getting there and back, isn't it?
You have to walk there.
You get no list from people here, I can tell you. They're not.
We haven't thought this
idea. No, we didn't think it through very well, so you can maybe do it another time.
Yeah.
But you've enjoyed it. She's been brilliant, hasn't she?
She has been amazing on the air. I did say that to you, Jess, when I came in. Just some of the things that you've been saying over the air over the last 7, 8, 10 days.
Yep.
Yeah,
been really, really good.
Thank you.
And added a sensible nature to the Eat My Brunch show, I feel, as well.
I'm not quite sure how far I would say sensible, but it's been enjoyable listening to you and your different views. It seems to be that you're ready when Michelle asks you a question, and you're a very clever little young lady. Yeah. So
I'll give her no warning whatsoever. I have to do this. Come on, look at me. She's off. But I normally give her a cake in the morning, and then she gets this sugar kind of thing.
There has been a lot of talk about what you've been eating and cakes and all that sort of stuff.
I'm trying to fatten her up. She'll be about 40 stone before she leaves here.
Yeah. I think 2 days ago, you did say you had something in the studio, and you were supposed to save me one.
Sorry about that.
I can't see where it is.
It's gone. You don't want to see where it is now.
No.
There was a lemon meringue. Lemon curd. Victoria sponge cakes. Tomorrow we've got chocolate cake, and Mum's making chocolate cakes.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, for us. Yeah.
So you've invited me in today, knowing that your Mum's making chocolate cake for tomorrow.
You can pop by. Just come and knock on the window and pull the blinds down.
Right.
No, come and knock on the window. Have we got any left? You can.
And
have
funny
one.
Enough, it'll be gone again.
No, it won't. We'll save you one if you like.
Yeah, I bet.
We can, if you want to pop by.
I'll be too busy dressed in pink down at Hazel's Pottery Bar, won't I?
We have to top in one off.
They should actually have a pink, paint fill pink day.
Oh, this is getting... No, Jess.
Such a good idea,
no, Jess.
Isn't it?
No.
Pink.
Jess, every
paint
now and then
pink.
You can say no to Michelle.
Paint fill pink.
No.
You can paint
PPP.
Him.
Yeah.
No.
I've come to that.
Yeah, so have I.
Look at Jess. Jess, go back to sleep.
She'll come with that with a broom. No paintbrush. It's just a broom dipped in some pink paint. Yeah, there we go. Right, 11:56. We're going to finish off the hour with Barry White with "You're My First, My Last, My Everything." I won't cry. Thanks very much to Noisy Phil. Don't forget, if you want to find out more work that they do, it's Billericay SP. You can find them on Twitter and find out all the good work they do. And you'll get down to Hazel's Pottery Barn tomorrow between 10 and 3 p.m. And they've got a fun pink day. And Phil might surprise you.
Happy days. Or maybe not. Now you listen. You've got to sing along to Barry White. Now.